We are under siege, part 3. We're talking about the rata, the eucalyptus, the karaka, ramarama, as well as the manuka. Other trees that will be affected would include the feijoa trees, the guava trees, as well as our magnificent pohutukawa. It's an interesting fact that each of these trees are included in the myrtle family. I guess it must attack its own then, like being a cannibal or something. When I saw the bush that this rust comes from, no wonder it wants to ravage its larger and more glorious cousins. It has spite and jealousy programmed into its makeup. Much like an acorn that has all of the DNA of the plant, going back for thousands of years, all tucked up inside its nucleus, which is in the stem. Oh, look, I'm just kidding. Not about the accord, but about the feelings that the myrtle rust harbours. But hey, you never know if what I'm saying is the truth. The myrtle is an evergreen tree, a bush really, that produces fruit that are blue-black like a bruise in colour. Its flowers have a pleasant and sweet smell and they're either white or pink. Their spores can be carried along by the wind, thus making travel for them easy and efficient. The experts are saying that it is highly unlikely because of the distance that myrtle rust will arrive on our shores. They say that the only people who ever visit Rail Island are those who maintain it, along with the scientists who are constantly using the island's resources for avenues of study. However, despite that, I also read that the spores are so tiny that apart from being very buoyant in the winds that thrash our shores in huge, not normal storms, and I have to leave it there, so you'll have to read the rest of that tomorrow in the next part, and this is the end of part 3.